This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Eight people had to be hospitalized after a severe turbulence issue on a JetBlue flight to Florida. Meanwhile, the panic over oil, it's not over. It could hit $1.50 a barrel. So what does that mean when you pull up at the pumps? We'll talk about it. And it is about water, 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 because Ophelia over the weekend brought in some serious flooding all the way up to New Jersey, where people were installed cars and found themselves in barrier areas where water flew over the wall, all too familiar. In fact, it's becoming so familiar that every time it seems like I turn around, I see an advertisement for rain pants. I know there are rain pants, but now they're everywhere because people find themselves, sadly, in a lot of flooding situations. But, hey, hey, what's shaking in your area coming off of a weekend that I hope was a good one? We are in the last week of September. Can you believe it? You should believe it because it is absolutely 100% true. Time keeps on ticking. What was the old saying, the cliche? Time waits for no man or woman, for that matter. One of the craziest things I think I've seen over the last handful of days is what's happening with this senator from New Jersey who tried to explain and rejected the federal bribery allegations against him, saying that he'll be cleared of all charges and he will be the longtime New Jersey senator. He's rejecting the bribery allegations. He's saying it's going to be the biggest fight he has yet, but that he's stating through the whole process, the facts, when they're presented, will come out, and he will be exonerated. And he said, I will still be Jersey senior senator. There were so many details that came out about this Menendez charges. And the thing with the gold bullion and the business people from Egypt and what happened with money sewed into his clothing, he said, goes all the way back to his days as having to deal with family issues because of being from Cuba and, you know, not being able to head off some of the challenges of finding themselves in that kind of an environment, his family, where you had to hide money. So he's rejecting calls to step down from Congress. He's not stepping down from Congress. You know, and this story really kind of broke a few days ago. He and his wife were indicted on those bribery charges. Department of Justice seized gold bars and $500,000. The prosecutors say the bribes included gold, cash, home mortgage payments, compensation for a low or no-show job, and a luxury car to boot. So the rules of the Senate Democratic Caucus require that he to step aside as the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He did do that. He did do that. So the three crimes that he's charged with, including being on the receiving end of a bribery conspiracy, are very, very serious. Very, very serious. In the indictment, prosecutors accuse him of trying to sway the president's choice of the top federal prosecutor in New Jersey to benefit one of the business associates of his and to pressure the Department of Agriculture to protect a business monopoly another contact had from Egypt. I'm going to say good luck with this one, although he was acquitted in a previous trial, if you remember, back in 2015. He was charged with conspiracy, bribery, and other fraud related to abuse of power in office So here we go again. Will he be so lucky this next time around? I'm thinking probably not, based on some of the evidence I've seen. But remember, innocent until proven guilty, so we will see. The Democrats are leaning on him to resign big time. They want him gone. He is a liability for them. There's no question about it. So SAG-AFTRA, their strike, could it wrap up? Because the writers are wrapping up theirs. They're not on the picket line. They should be back to work in the next couple of days. They got a lot of what they asked for, they being the writers, meaning they wanted better compensation, better hours, better watch on AI and not having AI take over jobs that could be done by living, breathing human beings. So they got a lot of what they were looking for. Some of that is what SAG-AFTRA, the actors, are looking for too as well. Could they be right behind? It seems as though they are right behind, but they're very, very close. When you pull up, I always say it's like, can you guess how much I paid to fill up my tank? Oil could hit $150 is where we are right now. So the chief executive of Continental Resources, which is the shale drilling giant controlled by billionaire Harold Hamm, told a big financial outlet, Bloomberg News, that crude prices will remain elevated, and they could press to all the way up to $150 a barrel without any new production. There is more price pressure that is coming, unless there's some kind of policy that stops that. So when you get to those high marks, then that's when you see the price at the pumps goes much, much higher. And certainly you're feeling it a little bit, I would imagine, but it could get much, much, I mean, much worse. There's a lot made today about the fact that Biden is going to walk the picket line with the UAW workers. He's going to join in on Tuesday. The UAW union president, Sean Fain, will join the president on the line in Wayne County, Michigan. The UAW is not involved with what's happening with the former president, Donald Trump, whose planned visit on Wednesday, that's happening. He's going to skip the second Republican presidential primary debate in California, which is happening on Hump Day this Wednesday, and is expected to also head to Michigan to address union workers. The United Auto Workers, as you all know, is on strike against General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis for the first time in history. It has hit all three of America's unionized auto workers at the same time. The strike started on September 15th with targeted strikes at one facility at each of the big three automakers. And that is exactly what is happening. Because you can get the parts, but then you have to have all the places in between that aid in putting together that truck, that car, that, you know, whatever it is. And they're feeling pinched because of the targeted, the targeted protests in these individual plants. All right, coming up next, Stephanie Duguid. You're going to love her story. Recipes, recipes, recipes from mom who passed away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
This book, and I actually really love the cover too. Recipes from a Texas Angel in Heaven, a collection of generational family recipes found after mom's passing over 20 years ago. Wow. I just get chills thinking about it, because what's popping into your head now when you think about that? So she's in our virtual green room right now, welcoming Dr. Stephanie Duguid to Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for coming on, Steph.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
So let's talk about, first of all, how these recipes appeared. What happened? How did you come across them?
It's quite an interesting story. So just as the title says, it's generational recipes that were found 20 years after my mom's death. My mom passed away tragically in a car accident in 2001, and she was a teacher for over 40 years and had some amazing students and really connected with her students. Some of them that had some challenges in their own lives, she would give them, you know, some odd jobs to do or what have you. And so one particular student that was really good at kind of office work, mom gave her our family recipes, unbeknownst to me, that she asked her to type up. Well, soon after she presented them to the student named Kim, my mom passed away in the car accident. Well, Kim was really close to my mom because she had a bad home life. She was experiencing cancer at the time, and she just really connected with mom, and this was kind of her safety blanket. So fast forward 20 years after my 30th high school reunion, our classes kind of had similar reunion dates, and so a lot of those that were from our classes were getting together around that time. And somebody from the rival high school where my mother taught, Dulles High School, said that, hey, I have some of Stephanie's mom's items, and I'd like to get them back to her. So through some mutual friends, she got in touch with me and said, hey, you don't know me, but your mom was one of my favorite teachers and told me the whole story. And she said, I have something of yours that I feel it's time to give back. Her cancer was in remission. She had found a loving relationship, and she was on the mend. So she sent these to me, and after 20 years, I opened up this package, and they are teacher envelopes full of handwritten recipes with my mom's handwriting 20 years after she had passed. So that's how I received them.
Wow, that must have been so interesting, so cool to go through all of that. Did you feel like, did it just bring back all kinds of memories of her?
Oh, it did, because my mother had such unique handwriting. And so when I saw it, it was almost like she was with me again. And, you know, and I still feel that she's around. You know, whatever you believe, I still feel that she's around and an influence on my life. So I saw those, and then I started looking at some of the names on the other recipes, and it was, you know, my grandmother on my dad's side and his great aunt and all of these family folks that have all passed. But they are just those old-fashioned, you know, Southern comfort type recipes from all over the country, because my mom was from the Maryland area. My dad was from Idaho. I lived in Texas. And so we have recipes from all over the place. My grandparents lived in Colorado before they passed. So, yeah, it's really kind of a nationwide collaboration of recipes that were from all of our family and close friends way back when.
Oh, I love that, too, because anybody listening, hey, if you get this book, you can just kind of pop in at different areas, and you'll kind of feel
like
you're getting a tour around the country, too, which is so fascinating.
Right.
I mean, that's like the extra part of this book for sure. What, you know, when you decided to put it together, what was it that made you decide, you know what, I need to do something with this?
Well, when I got them, and like I said, I think Mom is always with me, I had some sort of a dream. And I said, you know what, because I didn't know what to do with them. The really funny thing about this is I don't cook, and my mother didn't cook. And I think that's the comical piece to it, because she was gathering recipes because she didn't know how to cook on her own. So when I was dreaming about this, I said, you know what, I just have to put this out there. And about that time, my husband and I established a scholarship at our local college in memory of my mom for teachers, because she was one for 40 years, nurses, because two of her sisters were nurses, and social workers, because she was always that giving person. So we established a scholarship, and I just said, I'm going to put this out there so that any proceeds that come in from this book will go to fund a scholarship in her memory to support other students in those areas.
Yeah, and I want to say her name, too. Margie Rector. It's the Margie Rector Memorial Scholarship. That has to feel good to do that.
It does. And again, she was always a giver. She was a servant leader. She was very active in the community, active in the church. She was the welcome wagon lady, if anybody knows what that is. So she was always that person. And if anybody picks up the book and looks at the picture, you can just tell that she was full of energy. She was the life of the party, you know, big Texas blonde hair, lots of lipstick, high heels, long nails, you know, just that rose colored glasses type personality. So she really was, you know, the star of her life.
Yeah. For you, I'm wondering now, because you don't cook, do you ever have that inkling, you look at something, you think, you know, I'm just going to follow this recipe?
Well, you know, actually, I have not. So I don't say that any of these are good. I just say that it has a lot of good memories to it. So nobody can come back at me and say that I said that they are great recipes. But I do look through it, and I kind of reminisce, because I remember some of the recipes that the family members had made. So I do reminisce about it, but, you know, the main piece of it is that it's just a legacy that Mom provided that I can share with others. You know, I just hope that people feel good about trying these together. Maybe it brings some families back together.
I love it. Again, the name of the book is Recipes from a Texas Angel in Heaven, a collection of generational family recipes found after Mom's passing over 20 years. And, you know, Stephanie, some people don't find anything other than whatever it is that they have in their parents have in their home, or something that they find after they pass. I think there's something very personal about what you said about her handwriting and bringing you close to her, thinking of her just because of that even.
Yes, that is so true. And, you know, Mom had so much of an influence on me. I mean, she was my mentor and everything else. And when she died, I was 27 years old. And so I lost, you know, my best friend at that time. And you heard me say that she was a welcome wagon lady. And my justification, or how I dealt with her death, is that she had to be the welcome wagon lady in heaven to introduce and welcome all of those who died in September 11th attacks on the United States. So I feel that she was taken for that, which made me understand her death. But really, Mom has been a part of my life ever since then in everything I do, even with my life's journey right now of being a leadership coach and a public speaker. So in Do Good Leadership, which is my company where I do everything, you know, she is truly the background and the purpose of that whole organization that I've developed.
Ooh, that just gives me chills thinking about that. And you've already said this, but it's worth reiterating and coming full circle with it. What do you hope people take away from getting your book, which they can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold? What do you hope they take away?
I hope that they take away that there's always a connection, that even though people are gone, you can still remember the happy memories and do things with those that are still with you to bring those memories back. But I also hope that people really strive to be the best that they can be servant leaders, and to treat others as they would want to be treated. And so I hope that people take these and they make these recipes with those they love, and they just create that connection that's everlasting.
Yeah. Perfect place to end this. Dr. Stephanie Duguid, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. I really appreciate being on your show.
We go from Stephanie's recipes from mom to what is the recipe for success in a Republican presidential debate. The 2024 GOP presidential debate stage is kind of shrinking after the Republican National Committee announced late Monday that seven candidates are set to participate in the second debate, down just one. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who appeared in the first Republican presidential primary debate, did not qualify in the second one. Former President Donald Trump, the frontrunner for the 2024 Republican nomination, of course, is skipping the event. It will happen at 9 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. It's hosted by Fox Business Network and Univision, and it's taking place at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. There's a lot of listeners of this show that live in and around there. Both President Biden and Trump are traveling this week. You wonder if that's going to be overshadowed a little bit because of what they're doing in Michigan separately. But in this debate, you have the regulars besides the former Arkansas governor, right? You have the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. You have South Carolina governor, Nikki Haley. And new polls over the weekend from the NBC News and the Washington Post, ABC News, found Trump with a clear lead in the Republican primary. We've seen this. NBC showed the former president with 59% support. So there you go. All right, we got a couple of great authors coming up next. You don't want to miss their stories, so stay tuned in and glued in.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging Congress to steer clear of a potential government shutdown looming at the end of the month. He's calling on House Republicans to honor the bipartisan funding agreement that he brokered with Speaker McCarthy back in May. During a campaign stop in South Carolina, former President Trump said he wanted to buy a handgun. A video from his spokesperson shows Trump at a gun store examining a Glock. However, his spokesperson clarified that he did not make a purchase. He was just expressing interest in wanting a gun. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a 90-minute red state versus blue state debate. It's going to be moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity and held on November 30th. That debate will take place in Georgia. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This, an abundant life. How do you achieve it? How about peace? How do you get to peace? Who doesn't want that? Dr. Gentry L. Garmon joins us. The name of his book, Thrifty Thoughts for the Day. And he's in our virtual green room here on Author's Corner, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And we're going to talk about that. So, Dr. Garmon, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
You spent, I guess, 35 years serving as a pastor of a missionary Baptist church in Buffalo. You've been a public health social worker, a supervisor, an educator. You definitely have come across all kinds of people. And I'm assuming some of this, of course, it's your a collection of musings and philosophical takes on things, I think, to really help people reflect. What made you decide that you were going to pull this book together?
Well, I believe that it would be advantageous for those who might come in contact with this word, this visible word, to receive this information while I'm yet living. I wanted to have, the group of people beyond the folks that I've been dealing with to get a better understanding of what life really entails. So it was from that point of view. I wanted to, get people to know that there are different ways of looking at life. And so this was the avenue that I chose to present some of this information, the musings as you earlier spoke of.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about, too, like parenthood, talk about freedom, you talk about wisdom. You really cover the gamut in this. And when we say, for example, peace, How do we get to peace? What do you tell us about peace? I think there are so many people that are walking around that if they could just have a piece of peace, they would feel good.
Yes, and you're right. The peace comes from within. What we, as a people, and I'm using in a collective sense, the body of individuals, what we like is an understanding that peace comes from within. Now, I'm speaking, not personally. Personally, I would say peace, is beyond physical circumstances, or goes beyond. And you cannot obtain peace by looking at outward circumstances, situations. We're going to have disruption. We're going to have upheavals. We're going to have conflict because we're talking about humans. Seeking to gain the ultimate knowledge. And so humans are perennially striving to find what would bring them a solace, bring them rest. And it cannot be obtained just from, if I change where I live, my set of financial circumstances, I move away from a number of people. Sometimes people, even think that if I move away from my most intimate, individuals, the family members and so forth, but that's the way I'm going to obtain peace. Peace comes from within. You have to know, how to collect your thoughts. How does one learn about himself? Before life is over, how to find that ultimate peace? And you can get peace here on earth. I would say I'm one of a living witness. And circumstances beyond one's control will not deter an individual from obtaining this peace, the peace that passes all understanding. I believe, Ms. Kate, that unless this is looked at, and I'm glad that you started off with this peace business here. Unless this is achieved, all other efforts will really be futile. You have to have peace. And I've indicated in several areas that it comes from the invisible one. We have named him God, Yahweh, Jehovah, but it's the invisible one. That's man's attempt to give some sort of a nomenclature, some name, some identity to this invisible one, this eternal one. And this is where peace comes from. And unless you can, identify with him and how he remains peaceful. If you notice that he's not disturbed by man's inability to always deal properly. Every morning, there is a sunrise for every individual, regardless of how this individual has lived, regardless of how he has responded to this goodness. Everyone receives, if he's alive, he receives physical oxygen, including, the animals and vegetation and so forth. Everyone receives this without question. Now, those are the basic things, and we might say, there are those who do not have, the lack of water and so forth. But even there, if people were to grasp this physiological or philosophical truth, then we would say, we'll join hands and make sure that everyone has the water that's adequate, the food that's really sufficient for all. So it's not that. It's the fact that we have not really looked at the source of peace. It's from within. and I you know, of course, today I won't, you know, don't have the time to go over some personal things that I have dealt with and have certainly seen that peace reigns. I just don't believe you can have a successful life unless you have this peace that is available. No matter what other avenues you may travel, no matter how much outward success you may seem to have, without this peace, there really is no success.
Yeah, you say in the book, even at one point, you talk about it. You say, you know, believe that God loves you, believe that your sins can be forgiven through the blood of Jesus. And you talk about Romans 15:13, declares that joy and peace are found in believing. And this is so key to what you have just described. Remember that happiness is not based upon your circumstances, but on the decisions you make. You can be joyful if you want to,
but you must
do it on purpose. Right?
On purpose.
Yeah, on purpose. I love that. That's the hashtag,
on purpose.
Purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On purpose. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have to. You have to. You actually can be trained to do that, you see. It's something that can occur if you eliminate the human inhibitions. Eliminate these thoughts is not possible. See, with men, not all things are possible, yes. But with God, all things are possible, including obtaining this peace that passes all understanding,
yeah.
Receiving the redemption from God. Every person can benefit from the redemption that comes from God, the Savior, because everyone comes in after a few days flawed. The infants have a little time to discover what life is about. Then they, in turn, will also, as a girl, not that old, also come in into the reality that, in their own terms, they're not able to do what God would, aid them in doing. So everyone needs this help. There are 7.5 billion people on this earth, approximately. And every one of the 7.5 billion persons needs this redemption, where they can feel cleansed or washed or cleared to live life, to go on and to prosper. It's a wonderful thing, Sister Bailey, that to know that your life that has had some stumbling and some failure can be overcome and even erased, as the scriptures say, because of this redemptive act on the part of God, reclaiming us, and then we are able to go forth and to do the work that He has for us. It's a wonderful thing, and this also is how man obtains youth. I don't think I have that in book necessarily, but it's there. This prosperous life involves having a useful living experience. You now have vitality, and that allows for older persons to be relevant.
I like that.
They have a usefulness.
Yeah, to be relevant. And you talk about this throughout the book. It's terrific. Thrifty Thoughts for the Day. You can pick it up at any point in the book. That's the great thing about it. You can get it for a song on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Dr. Gentry L. Garman, Thrifty Thoughts for the Day. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Like no other, a modern day woman at the well. Audrey Kendrick is the author of that book. She joins us on Author's Corner here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And what's so interesting about this book is, do you think of the questions? And if you go to Amazon, which is one of the places that you can get this book on Kindle or paperback, and there's other places to get it too. I love the description. Often when you read a description, you don't really understand, but she's very clear about it. Have you ever wondered why you have not been able to stay married? Have you lost hope for ever being a happy wife? Here's a good one. Have you ever felt like you had to fight for your sanity? Do you know what you want? I think that's a huge, confusing question for a lot of people, and they're afraid to admit it. Have you cried until you couldn't cry anymore? Have you ever thought to yourself, I just don't get it? She has battled some real demons like so many people, like practically everybody in this audience, and has come out on the other side. So, Audrey, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Kate. I appreciate you having me.
So for you, you go through a divorce. Cancer is tough. You have treatments, and during those treatments, all of this is percolating. You're called to write this book. Tell us more about that motivation to write the book.
Okay, well, I really have been following the scriptures for years, and watching and listening to many different people present John 4, which is the woman at the well. And I really felt like I could relate to her as far as, you know, that she had been divorced 5 times. And her meeting with Jesus, because I've met with Jesus, And I knew that there had to be people out there who've gone through similar things. So I felt in my heart as I prayed for God to use me in whatever purpose he's put me here on this earth for, to write this book so that I could reach out to people who have been through things similar to what I've been through that would give them some hope and some reason to want to keep on keeping on. So I felt like that was a big motivation right there, that the Lord really wanted me to write this book. So I started writing the book about 9 years ago, and I kind of got stuck a couple years ago, and I couldn't figure out why. And I really started praying when I got the cancer. I started really praying, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I know that I'm not going to die from this cancer. And I said, I know that you want me to finish this book, but I just don't know why I can't finish it. It was like I was stuck. And I felt like the Lord told me, well, you know, it's because you didn't write it the way I wanted you to. And I said, well, what do you mean, Lord? And I felt like he showed me that he wanted me to just write the book over and write exactly what he wanted. And I said, well, you know, okay, I'm willing to do that. So I started writing every single night. I would pray first, and I'd say, okay, Lord, I'm going to write exactly what you want me to. And I think what it was is he just wanted me to be more honest and share my life with what I'd been through, what I was thinking about, and how I reacted to it, and how I got through it, just to bring hope and inspiration to people who feel like, you know, all of the things that you mentioned when you started the broadcast. You know, I think there's a lot of hurting women out there that have been through these things, and unfortunately, you know, you hear in church, you hear how God hates divorce. And I think what my book has done is brought out the fact that God does hate divorce, but he hates divorce because of the pain and the suffering that you go through and the many changes that you have to figure out, you know, what you're doing and how you're going to do and the things you go through with your children and just everything, just the changes financially and how it can get so overwhelming at times that you just don't know what to do, and you wonder if it's ever going to get any better. And, of course, it does get better, but it gets better because you reach out to the Lord, and he gives you what you need, the power to be able to go through some of these things that are just so heartbreaking.
So heartbreaking. So tell us a little bit about what you say about divorce. What do you tell people in the book?
Well, I tell people that, you know, I bring out all kinds of things. I bring out the changes that you go through, some of the thoughts that you have. I mean, you know, just one of the examples is Christmas time or Thanksgiving time. You got divorced and you got children and you know, and maybe their father is remarried, so children are going to 4 and 5 Christmases at a time. And what used to be really good family time is rushed now, and it's, you know, or you don't have the money you used to have to be able to entertain or to get gifts for your grandchildren or your children like you used to. I mean, and how do you feel about that when you see other people who can supply, you know, your kids' needs a lot better than you can and you want to, but you just you're doing the best you can do? And I mean, I talked about just things like that. You know, how you feel when you go to church and you look across the church and you see your husband with a new woman. You know, and you're a Christian, you're supposed to conduct yourself like a Christian, but you really want to go over and whop him. You know, and say, what are you doing here? You know, really? Are you kidding me? You know, so, but you have to use self-control and you have to pray a lot. I mean, I had to pray a lot. I had to go back to God and I had to say, you know, God, I'm feeling this way. And, you know, and then you hear people who say, you know, well, God is not concerned. Yes, he is. God is concerned. He's concerned about every single thing that we go through. And that's what he wants. He wants us to bring it to him, you know. He talks about to acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your path and give you that peace that passes all understanding that will keep your heart and your minds through Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you, what I learned early on, instead of running away from God because of the shame that I felt, I would run to him and I'd say, Lord, I feel so ashamed and I know how people think about me. What do you have to say about me? So I share in my book how it's so important to know who you are in Christ and how he will validate you and he will show you how much he loves you and how much he cares. And that's what I wanted to bring out, that God hates divorce because he hates for his daughters to suffer and to feel like nobody loves them and they're so rejected. God does not like us to feel that way. We're his child and he wants us to feel loved and accepted. And so that is things I wanted to bring out in the book, that no matter who leaves, Jesus is there. Jesus is always there. He's our eternal husband, and he will never, ever leave us. And, you know, it's just amazing that when you start talking to God and really getting honest with God about your stuff, he will show up and he'll talk to you. He'll direct you. He'll give you hope. And he will cause things to happen in your life that you never thought were possible. And I can tell you that from experience, because I have felt at the bottom of the barrel like I was in Pit City, and God has brought me out of it. And that's not saying that things are perfect, and that's not saying that things stop happening, because life goes on. But it gives you an assurance every time you go through something that God loves you and that he is faithful and that he will bring you through it if you trust him.
And, you know, it's interesting because there is judgment, right? There is a Christian judging system, like you said, about divorce. So then there may be people that are driven away from the church because they feel ashamed.
That's true. You do feel ashamed. And I can tell you there were times I went to my pastors and I would tell them what I was going through, and I don't think it was any fault of theirs, but they really just did not know how to minister to me. And that was hard. It forced me to have to go back to the Lord and say, you know, nobody really understands me, Lord. Nobody really knows me like you do. So what do you have to say about this situation? What do you want to say about this? And really, our whole Christian walk is not about going to church. It's not about the pastors. It's about getting to know Jesus in an intimate way so that he can be the Lord of everything in our life, everything, that he's truly the Lord of our lives because of the intimate relationship that we build with him. He shows us. He just shows us so much faithfulness and so much love, and he shows us that he is our eternal husband.
So when people read, and you're saying this really, Audrey, but when people read your book, A Meeting Like No Other, A Modern Day Woman at the Well, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
I hope that the people who read my book will really get some healing, will really know that they are worth something, that they're not what everybody else thinks, and that they'll be convinced of who they are in Christ, so that no matter what comes up, they can know the difference between what the enemy throws at you and what God throws at you. I pray that they know who they are in Christ so that they can walk with their heads held up high and have hope for the future.
Perfect place to end this. I said it at the top, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you can find great books. Audrey Kendrick, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.